In section 18, Calvin continues to talk about the very vital subject of Jesus Christ being the only mediator and specifically intercessor between us and God. He raises an interesting truth based on John 16:26, where he says, "In that hour you will ask in my name." Now this leads Calvin to ask the question, did that intercessory work of his begin only at his ascension? Well, the first thing he says is that in the first full paragraph, or the second full paragraph of section 18, it is certain that from the beginning, those who prayed were not heard save by the mediator's grace. Again, the unity of the Old and the New Covenants means that in substance, they all focused on Christ and the benefits that we receive from his hand. In the Old Testament, he quotes the ceremony here where the high priest went into the Holy of Holies with the breastplate, with the precious stones. The people stood afar off in the outer court and joined their petitions with the priest. The sacrifice, Calvin says, had value in ratifying and strengthening the prayers. Then Calvin writes, "Therefore, that foreshadowing ceremony of the law taught us that we are all barred from God's presence and consequently need a mediator who should appear in our name and bear us upon his shoulders and hold us bound upon his breast so that we are heard in his person. Further, that our prayers are cleansed by sprinkled blood, prayers that, as has been stated, are otherwise never free of uncleanness." In other words, in the Old Covenant, the Old Testament priest, when he went into the holy place carrying the names of the 12 tribes of Israel upon his breast, that was prefiguring to them that their prayers were acceptable to God only through the intercession and the blood of sprinkling that was performed by the priestly office. So Christ has ever been the sum and substance of God's covenant. So then the question, as the next paragraph begins, why then does Christ assign a new hour wherein his disciples shall begin to pray in his name, unless it is that this grace, as it is more resplendent today, so deserves more approval among us? In other words, Calvin says, the Lord Jesus saved this most precious revelation for that last hour. Even as the disciples were somewhat encouraged, he's about to warn them in verse 33, you're going to have much tribulation in the world. But he reminds them, listen, what was prefigured under the law in shadows and types, you're about to enjoy the reality when I ascend to the Father, when I enter the most holy place in the heavens for you, then you will have even greater confidence and boldness to come to the Father in my name with all of your prayers. Calvin says, not that they understood absolutely nothing about the office of mediator, since all the Jews were steeped in these rudiments, but because they did not yet clearly understand that Christ, by his very ascension into heaven, would be a surer advocate of the church than he had been before. Therefore, to console their grief at his absence with some, notice these next two words, with some uncommon benefit, he takes upon himself the office of advocate and teaches that they had hitherto lacked the peculiar blessing that will be given them to enjoy when, relying upon his protection, they more freely call upon God. Some uncommon benefit. Now think about this. The Lord Jesus Christ loves his church. He loved the disciples at that hour. He knew their grief. He's about to depart. After his passion, he is about to depart and go to be with the Father. And he gives them something that he says, it is better for you that I go away. He gives them the Holy Spirit, and he himself is going into the heavens to be their advocate at the right hand of the Father. Now for us, of course, what the Savior who loved us, who endured every temptation like as we have endured, the Savior who sympathizes with us in our weakness, who was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God, that very same Jesus of Nazareth is now at God's right hand as our advocate, praying for us. Hebrews 7:25, he ever lives to make intercession for us. Let us hold fast to the Lord Jesus, and we can draw near to the Father with boldness.